This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
With the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the Pastor Elder Lawrence Casper Staton, and I'm certainly glad for this opportunity to come to you today to say something that will help you believe God, to say something that will help build up your faith in the Almighty God. Today we come to let you know that Jesus Christ is a healer. We come today to let you know that Jesus Christ is still in the healing business. We come today to let you know that Jesus Christ is still answering prayer. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, let your faith loose in God today. Believe God for that miracle. Whatever it is that you've been asking God for, believe Him to grant it to you this day. Ask God to increase your faith that you can believe Him to move that mountain in your life. Wherever you are right now, before we go any further in this broadcast, the Spirit of the Lord is leading me to pray for you. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time when all you have to do is believe God? Why go to an untimely grave when God says you can live? Jesus Christ said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Right now, I want you to draw nigh to that radio. Touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God. Let your faith soar in God right now. Lord, I believe. a miracle right now. Stand to your feet. God is moving right now. And he's getting ready to do something in the lives of his people right now. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee. Till it can move a mountain, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried. We thank you right now for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. We ask, oh God, that you look down upon these that are standing here at Exodus and those that are listening to us by means of radio. God, we pray that you'll look down upon them right now. Set forth your mighty hand. Cast out devils. Knock the devil out. Drive Satan away in the name of Jesus. Lord, some are in pain. Some have misery. Some, oh God, the doctors can't get them well. But Jesus, you're able to do more than we can ask or think. We believe you right now for these that are under the sound of my voice. Dear Jesus, touch them right now for the top of their heads and the soles of their feet. We rebuke the devil that's causing sickness. We rebuke the devil that's causing pain and misery. Satan, come out of here. Loose your hold and come out. In the name of Jesus. Lord, drive back devils. Drive back demons. Cast the devil out. Lord, touch these and make them every bit whole. And dear Jesus, I thank you that they feel better even right now. Thank you for moving the pain. Thank you for moving the misery. Thank you, Lord, for healing these bodies. And we count it done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It is done. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands and give the Lord a praise. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your deliverance. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank him for touching you right now. The pain is gone. Right now. Hey! A God that answers prayer. A God that will come and see about you. If you call him, he will answer prayer. If you call him, he'll be there for your beck and call. All you got to do is just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. I heard somebody say, Jesus is on the main line. All you got to do is just tell him what you want. God bless your hearts. I guess by now, friends, if you don't know it by now, you certainly know it now, that you're listening to that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton, and we're certainly grateful to God, amen, to be able to come these few minutes on the air to have church with you. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Put those hands together and give the Lord a hand praise if you will. Praise God, praise God. Now remember, friends, you are healed by the power of God. We prayed the prayer of faith for you. Now it's your job to go along and thank the Lord for your healing. Don't let the devil try to bring that same sickness back to you again. You tell Satan when he comes with his mess that you are healed and you're not going to accept it. Amen?
Amen.
Just like when the post office brings you stuff that you don't want, you don't say, well, yeah, just bring it on in, even though you didn't order it. You say, look, take it back because I didn't order it. That's not something I wanted. Amen? I was sitting in the restaurant last night down at Junior's, and a lady ordered something. I heard what she ordered, and the waiter brought her the wrong thing. When he walked up there with the wrong stuff, she told him, that's not what I asked you for. And she reiterated what she wanted. And guess what? He took back what he had brought that was wrong. Amen? That's the way you got to learn to do the devil. When he brings all that wrong stuff to you, sickness and pain and heartaches and aggravation, tell the devil, take his mess back. Tell him you didn't order it and you're not going to have it. Amen? Praise God. You were in Roselle, New Jersey. My God, I'm telling you, I'm all excited about Jesus. You were in Roselle, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church there, the Community Church of Faith, located at 1212 Morris Street near St. George Avenue in Roselle, New Jersey. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. You were out in Gary, Indiana. We invite you to visit the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street near West 25th Avenue. And that's Elder Edward Butler is the pastor there. You were up in West Haven, Connecticut. We invite you to visit the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. And that's where Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. You were in Syracuse, New York, going over to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. You were down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. You're always invited to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where the doors do swing on welcome hinges. Again, we invite you to come and enjoy Jesus with us right here in Brooklyn, New York. If you'd like to write us, we'd like to hear from you this week. I want to get a letter from you on this week so that I know that you're listening. The only way that you know that I'm here is because you can hear me. The only way that I know that you're there is if you write me. Let me hear from you this week. My mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Write me this week, and please, if you can, send an offering to help us keep this radio broadcast on this station. Now, truth be told, some of y'all been jumping and shouting and having a good time with us down through the years, and you haven't written yet. Why not take out time this week to say, I'm going to send Brother Lawrence something to help him with the radio broadcast. Amen. $5, $10, $20, whatever you can send, it'll be greatly appreciated. Some of you can send $100. Send that in and say, Brother Lawrence, this is to help further the gospel so that just as I was blessed, somebody else can hear and be blessed as well. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you'd like to call us, you can reach us by telephone by dialing 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Amen. I'm looking forward to hearing from you on this week. Let us know that you've tuned into this broadcast. And looking forward to seeing you come and be with us in service. If you will, just for a few moments, I want you to get your Bibles and go with me to the 27th Psalms. Praise God. Every word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. Psalms 27. And we want to look right there, beginning at the first verse and go throughout the third verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Keep your confidence in God. That's what I want to encourage you on today, is to keep your confidence in God. Here we're reading the Psalms of David. And as many of you know, David was one that had turmoil in the kingdom. He had folks that came against him. Folks didn't like him just because of who he was. Folks didn't like him just because of the anointing that God had put upon his life. Do you know there's a lot of people that's jealous of the anointing that you have? There's a lot of people that are jealous of you because God has blessed you. There's a lot of people that's mad with you right now just because your name is what it is. You haven't done nothing to them, but they have become your arch enemy. Anything they can do against you, anything they can do to tear you down, anything they can say or do to harm you, they're out to do it. David had enemies. His own son, Absalom, turns against him and tried to take the kingdom. Saul got mad because David had been anointed king and he wanted to kill David. Oh, but David began to sing this song and he said, the Lord is my light. In other words, everywhere that I'm treading, God is shining light on it. I'm not going to walk in the darkness. There was a song that they used to sing long years ago. God don't want his people stumbling in the dark. He'll be a light to your path. He'll show you which direction to take. So we see here where David said, the Lord is my light. He's shedding light on the situation. He lets me see my enemies. And he's my salvation. He will save me from them. Hallelujah. And then David says, who shall I fear? When I got all this going for me, what you got going for you, David? I got God on my side. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. When you got Christ in your life, you don't have to fear your enemies. You don't have to be afraid of what they're going to do. You don't have to be afraid of what they're going to say. All you have to do is have confidence in God. Know that God is your deliverer. Know that he is your light, that he is your salvation, that he will keep you. Know that when the enemy comes up against you, the scripture tells us that God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against you, against that enemy. Sometimes you have so much coming against you all at one time. Look like each way you turn, the enemy is coming against you. But when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Hallelujah, and you shall come out victorious. David says, when the wicked, those enemies came, they even came to eat up my flesh. They came to destroy me. Guess what happened to them? Instead of them destroying me, they the ones stumbled and fell. And David said, listen, I got this kind of confidence in God that though there be enemies all around me, they can camp around me, can block my way from getting out. But I got a God that's going to prepare a way for me in the midst of trouble. I got a God that's going to open up a door that's been shut. I got a God that's going to show me how to get out from amongst the enemy. David said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. Listen, you don't have to worry about the chaos that's going on. Everybody's upset nowadays, and they wondering what's going to happen. They're talking about Korea and talking about Russia and talking about all these other countries. They don't know what's going to happen next. Listen, you ain't got to worry about a thing because your faith and confidence is in Jesus Christ. Hebrews, amen, tells us don't throw away the confidence that you have in Christ Jesus because it has a great recompense of reward towards you. If you believe the Lord, if you hold on to God's unchanging name, if you trust Him, praise God, you're going to come out victorious. You'll win every time. You won't be on the losing end. Why? Because you've got Jesus Christ on the inside. Don't worry if you go along the way, praise God, and seem like so much is happening to you, you just get tired. You're tired of talking to your children. You're tired of talking to your loved one. You're tired of talking to folks in the church. You just get tired. But the Bible lets me to know that when you get weak along your way, don't worry about it because God will give you strength. Isaiah lets us to know that He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases their strength. The Lord is the strength of your salvation. The Lord is your strength today. He will give you the power and the wherewithal to continue on in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And I admonish you today to continue to rejoicing in the Lord. You know, a lot of times we hear folks saying, we hear them when they testify, they say, pray my strength in the Lord. You want some strength? Get some joy. For the Bible says the joy of the Lord is the strength. Oh, my God, you don't hear me here today. Amen. Get some joy. Some folks are sitting down on their praise. They're sitting down on their worship. They're sitting down on giving God what's due Him, and that's the praise of their lips. If you go to praise in God, it will cause you to be strengthened. That's why the Bible says that they overcame by the word of their testimony. When you speak out what God has done, when you talk about how God has delivered you, when you talk about how God has set you free, it not only builds your faith up, but it helps others to grasp a hold of faith and to believe God for what they want. So I say to you today, my friends, you have the strength of God. You have God in your corner. You have God to help you to make it. Don't try to make it on your own, for it's not by your power nor by your might, nor is it by your strength, but it's by the word of God. It's by the power of God. God is the one that is your strength today. Don't you try to fight your enemies on your own, for the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Look out. Look out. Look out. Hallelujah. For the enemy is coming. But rest assured that God is your light. Rest assured that God is your strength. Rest assured that you don't have to fear nothing. Rest assured that no matter what folks are doing, what folks are saying, what folks are trying to do to you, just sit back. You know what I always say? I'm going to get me a bag of popcorn and sit back and wait for the curtain to come up, because the movie is getting ready to show. The play is getting ready to start. Don't worry about your enemies and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to bring you down. Know in whom you believe. Who do you believe in? Jesus Christ. He's the strength of your life. Hallelujah. He's the strength of your salvation. He is the one that lights up your pathway. He's the one that shows you which way to go. The word of God says He knows the road that we take. God is leading you down the right path. Sure, you're going to come up against obstacles. Sure, the enemy is going to be on the road to try to overthrow you. But keep that praise. It's all right to pray, but the victory